Hello, my name is Dave Dobbins, and I live in Guildford. Councillor Burton, thank you for the opportunity to come and hear what these gentlemen have to say and to, you know, perhaps get a better understanding of some specific things that they may think about or stand for. One of the greatest challenges that our state is facing at the moment, I'm sure you're highly aware of, is the Northern Pass project that's being proposed to bring 1,200 megawatts of power down from Quebec through the state of New Hampshire and on into the New England grid. There's many facets of that that we could talk about. One thing that I was extremely interested in and concerned with early on was efforts to take and turn this large-scale hydro into a renewable source that would qualify for the RECs, for the renewable energy certificates. And that initial attempt failed, and it is likely or possible, of course, that maybe that is brought back to the table. And I'd be interested in understanding what each of you think about large-scale hydro, such as, you know, being used for Northern Pass, whether or not you would support that qualifying for these renewable energy certificates.
Well, can I just start off by saying one thing on Northern Pass, so everybody's clear on this? And, you know, I mean, this is the same, you're not going to like the answer of what I'm about to say, but it's the same answer that I gave to the governor and to the Speaker of the House. I simply can't give opinion on the merits of Northern Pass, where even if I don't become a PUC commissioner in my present job, I'm a member of the site evaluation committee and most likely would be on any site evaluation committee if and when Northern Pass ever progressed that far. So I can't express a predisposed bias either that it's a good idea or a bad idea. So saying that, I can try to look at the factual things and speak on that, but I really have to be careful on what's being said on this. As far as the RPS expansion goes, that would be a function of the legislature. That would be something what qualifies as renewable is based on state law, and the PUC simply implements that program. So as a commissioner, I wouldn't really have any say on whether hydro with a large scale hydro would qualify or it wouldn't qualify. That would be something that would have to go through the legislature, and if they passed a law saying that large scale hydro qualified as for renewable RECs and the governor signed it, then that's what the commission would have to implement. But we don't have the ability to make that decision one way or the other.
Okay.